Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Speaking of dads, Father's Day is coming up. Do you know that? Yes, we do, John. Good. You got a gift? No? Well, look who's here. Ian Scherer from CNET. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm also a dad.
I'm a dad, too. That makes two dads.
There you go. And we are men.
And we are men. It is such an obvious line. I mean, what do you expect him to be? Oh, anyway, I digress. Boy, I have been looking at CNET website, and I want every single one of these last-minute Father's Day gifts that you're talking about. I mean, you've got my number on this one. Why? Just start talking. And by the way, if you're listening now and you pay attention, because if you really want to get something at the last minute, here we go. This is good stuff.
And one of the things that we try to do at CNET is to kind of, you know, we realize that even though we have these great lists of, like, you know, great ideas for gifts under $100 for dad and stuff like that. We also have the last minute stuff because there are a lot of people in that situation. So a lot of people may not realize there's actually a lot of really great subscription services out there. For example, one of them, if you want to become a guitar hero, there's actually music lessons you can get over the internet these days. One of them is called Musician, which we have a link to on CNET. And there's even video games out there, believe it or not. That will teach you how to play the guitar, not like Guitar Hero, but actually play the guitar. So there's a lot of really nifty stuff out there like that. You may have also heard of, like, Masterclass. I know a lot of people think of that, but they're very heavy advertisers these days, so it's hard not to miss them. They have a ton of educational stuff they do these days. And then the last thing I would point out to people, a lot of people don't think about this, you know, Groupon was a thing like over a decade ago, right? During the recession, all that.
Right.
They still exist. And by the way, they are the best place to get, like, cheap, last minute, fun experience stuff. Every city I go to, I kid you not, I get a ghost tour. I always enjoy it. It's a great way to walk around the city. They're always like half off. It's super fun.
Wait a minute. What did you call it?
A ghost tour. You go and they have like this person who's usually been living in the town for like 300 years walk you around town and tell you about all the different stories about the town. And
no kidding.
Usually there's a ghost involved.
I did not know that. Now where do I?
Oh my God, they're great. There's actually the one in San Francisco. I'm from San Francisco. One is really great because if you pick the right tour, they take you up and down the cable car lines, and there are a ton of ghost stories around the cable cars.
Look what I got for you, Dad. A ghost tour. I think it's a great idea. I've never even heard of such a
thing.
They're super
fun. They're way more fun than you think.
Oh, no. I've heard of ghost tours, especially here in Chicago with Resurrection Mary and some of these legendary stories that if you drive by this particular cemetery on Halloween at the right time, you'll be able to see the ghost of Resurrection Mary, I believe, standing by the side of the road or something like that. But I never considered giving that as a Father's Day gift.
It's about getting out, right? Dads are really bad at these days is getting out of the house. I know I'm bad at it.
Absolutely, it's about getting out. You know, I should have brought that up with Dale from the Sun Times about fishing. I mean, let's get out. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I love that idea.
I'm a ghost fish.
All right, what if I want to stay on the couch?
Well, there's a lot of good stuff out there too, believe it or not. So, you know, you're still within the like 2-day shipping if you work at it.
Right.
So there are some devices out there that are pretty good for that type of stuff. For example, if you're thinking like TVs and stuff like that, I know it's not exactly the time that people think about buying TVs.
Right.
This is actually a pretty good time to do it. Typically post the Super Bowl and then the Black Friday are the time to do it. It used to be only during right after Super Bowl, because that's when they're clearing out inventory for the new TVs. So you get really good deals. But now Black Friday started rivaling that. It used to be a really bad time. So our favorite TV for the money is a company called TCL. They're Chinese. They put Roku software in it. If you don't know Roku, they're kind of a comparator to Apple TV and stuff like that. And it's pretty good. I actually bought a TCL TV on CNET's recommendation. In fact, a lot of CNET people own TCL TVs today just because of our TV reviewer, David Katzmeier's recommendations. He's amazing, by the way. He is both loved and hated within the TV industry because he's so good at what he does. And so he routinely says that this is like the top TVs to buy right now for the money. And part of it is because of the quality of the image you get for about $1,000. You can even get cheaper than that. But it's a really good TV for that kind of money. And usually the mid-tier TVs are kind of, you know, they're sucky, but they're getting a lot better now. And you don't have to spend like $2,000 on a TV. Like, you feel like you always have to when you walk into Costco. So that's really cool too.
How big is this TV that you got?
Well, so I actually got a 65-incher, and I'll tell you right now, I live, like, I buy new TVs every 10 years or so. I'm like the worst TV buyer. I had a CRT TV from 1995 that I only upgraded once everything went HD so much that I couldn't read the screen anymore, and then I got one in 2010. And I paid $300 for it because I was super cheap. I didn't work at CNET at the time. And then time came this last year because I moved. And we decided to, you know, get a nicer TV. And so I spoke to David, our TV reviewer, and he's like, get this one. And it's a 65-incher. It cost me $800 because it was Black Friday. I was really lucky. And I am beyond happy with it. It works perfectly fine. I actually bought a second smaller one for my office because it's just, it's great, you know, even though, you know, a lot of the news TV is kind of pixelated. Still, every once in a while, I get to look at nice TV. And it's just, they work great.
I have to say, when I first switched from, I guess it was a digital signal, to high def, I just stared at the screen, and for about a week, I'd watch anything. I would watch anything. Where's that Nature Channel? I'll watch that again. Right. I'll watch anything in high def.
It's always the Nature Channel and ESPN are the only people doing HD.
Yeah. I mean, it was, look at that. Yeah, all right, we're going to do more. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk some more about Father's Day and gift ideas with Ian when we come back in 720 WGN. Father's Day gifts, last minute, as it were, since it's coming up this weekend. He mentions at the end of that little clip of the song about he likes gifts that are made out of macaroni. Obviously talking about smaller children, if you will. And I have two Father's Day gifts that I have trucked around with me for decades. One of them is a clay head of a Cubs baseball player that my daughter Amy made when she was like in elementary school, and the bill of the cap is broken off, but it does not spoil my pleasure. And the other is a handprint of my older daughter Tracy that she put into some, what do they do that? You know that, what is that? Plaster parrot? I don't know what they call it anymore. You make a handprint? Those things are great. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about things like streaming services and televisions and where did it go? Where's that coffee one?
Oh, you wanted a coffee subscription?
The coffee subscription. That looks fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you are a coffee person, what they do is that they actually send beans from all over the world. And so it comes down to like $14 per bag plus shipping. And look, there are, as I mentioned, there are subscriptions out there for everything.
Yeah.
There's like a Bacon of the Month Club if you want it.
Yes.
The coffee subscription is really great if you're that type of person.
Because any of those subscription things, you mentioned Bacon of the Month. My brother gave that to me 1 year, and I loved it. And it's instant.
But it's really good.
There's Fruit of the Month, Bacon of the Month, Coffee of the Month. I mean, and the thing is, you it's an easy gift because you inform the person they're getting it and then just wait.
That's right.
And then sooner or later it comes to the door, and then guess what? A month later, some more.
When we all used to go into the office, my wife got me a Sock of the Month Club because it had like wacky socks, and everyone at work got into it. So.
Yeah. Now, I was looking at some of the technical stuff, and you mentioned televisions between $800 and over $1,000, but there's a lot of things here that you are recommending that are under $40. You were talking about on the CNET website, the Amazon Fire Stick Lite, which you have at $30 at Best Buy and $25 on eBay. I mean, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
Well, and the Fire Stick is kind of, if you don't want to buy a new TV, right? Like, mm-hmm. like me, you only do it once every, you know, several blue moons.
Right.
Then you can buy a streaming stick. And what these things are is essentially little computers that you plug into the TV, and it will turn your TV into a smart TV. Go ahead.
No. I just said no kidding. Go ahead. Please elaborate.
Yeah. So you know, there's ones made by a bunch of different companies, and we found in our experience that Roku makes a lot of the really great ones. Because the software in the TVs we were talking about. So they have one, for example, the Express 4K Plus. It's a lot of words together, but it's like $30. And it will give you a very high quality experience. Now, you may not have a 4K TV. That's fine. Your really bad TV will appreciate the better signal. And at worst, you're just going to have the same signal you had before. But it allows you to stream like Netflix and Disney Plus and Hulu and HBO and whatever else to your, and even Apple TV, by the way, it supports Apple now. So you don't have to buy an Apple TV if you don't want to and spend over $100.
Yeah, go ahead. No.
So you can actually plug it into the TV and then be able to watch whatever you want that way. And it works really well. My TCL is a Roku TV. I've lived in Apple's world most of my life. I'm pretty happy with it. And then there's a super cheap one out there called the Amazon Fire TV Stick. That's $25. It's a little, right, for that 20% off or so, you're going to feel it a little bit, but it's still a perfectly fine device.
Yeah, and there are many of those on varying levels of expense. And you mentioned earlier, too, you made reference to the fact that some of the new televisions themselves, right, the smart TVs actually include a lot of these features in when you buy them right out of the box. I mean, they have them built in. Isn't that right?
Yeah, you actually probably can't find, unless you go super duper cheap, you actually can't find a non-smart TV to these days, a dumb TV.
TVs.
part of it is because the reality is that all of us are subscribing to these services these days, right? I mean, me alone, I'm using Disney with my kids. I have an HBO subscription because of my cell plan. We've got, we're watching Apple TV because I love the Ted Lasso show. If you haven't watched it, it's just funniest thing I've ever seen.
It is.
And so there's so many out there that as a result, like, you know, of course we all want to be using these streaming services and we need smart TVs to do it. So it's interesting, though, like when you're buying a TV, let's say you don't go with CNET's recommendation. The one thing I would recommend is that you look up the reviews of whatever TV you're looking at, because a lot of them have software in it. Like, for example, Samsung or LG, they have their own software they built. They're not using Roku's, which is perfectly fine.
Right.
But the experience is inconsistent, particularly when you get to those other brands that aren't talked about as much, like Panasonic. So just be careful and make sure you're picking one that has good software, or if you don't care, buy whatever you want and then get a streaming stick, right? And then you'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of ways to get around that streaming situation, because
it is. Yeah, they want to plug into your head. They'll get you any way they can.
Right, because more and more of those streaming services exist, it seems, almost by the month, and the need for product to put on these services is unbelievable. And all of that can get very, very confusing. I mean, you're talking about something that's on Apple TV, and then there's, you know, new programming on Netflix and Amazon Prime, and if you have HBO Max, then Hulu. I mean, it's just on and on and on. And you know, these sticks that we're talking about, I think there are a relatively inexpensive way to, and easily applied to the television, an easy way to keep track of what's going on without having to spend a whole bunch of bucks. If that's what
and I would throw out there also, if you are thinking about, oh, I'm not even sure if I want to go that route, you might have a Xbox or a PlayStation. They have a lot of these streaming services built into them as well. So instead of buying a stick, you could just get like a, you know, a 6-month subscription to HBO, which they give you a discount if you do that. And you'll be able to, you know, watch some of the HBO stuff, which, you know, there's a lot of great stuff on HBO. I mean, there's great stuff on all of them. But
yes, there
I
is.
Think that's there's an opportunity there as well. So, you know, you may find that, oh, I already have the technology, but maybe I don't know what to do in terms of a service. We actually break out at CNET. We have it's crazy. We have an article where we list out every streaming service, how much it costs, and what shows you can find on it that we think are worth it. And that is, and you know, yeah, we have certain taste, and maybe you have different taste. But generally speaking, you know, the wisdom of the crowd turns out to play pretty well. And
yes.
There's, you know, if you're trying to try something out new and you want to be entertainment, again, you're going to laugh your butt off if you watch Ted Lasso. But there's a ton of stuff out there.
Well, thanks so much for being with us, Ian. It's always great to talk to you guys at CNET. And we've just scratched the surface. So if you want to check out CNET, .com, take a look at what they've got there, because it is a very complete list. And happy Father's Day to you.